Well, you were only 6 years old then in 1945.
Right.
But then as you became an adult and reflected on the Holocaust, how did that affect you?
It's interesting that you would ask that question. Of everything that I have been involved in Jewishly, the Holocaust affected me the most. Charlie decided in 1978, before we went any place in the world, that we would go to Israel. And at that time, I didn't totally understand the implication and the ramifications that this trip would have. Growing up, as I previously stated, I wanted to be anything but Jewish because I was so taunted and so isolated in my Jewishness. So from the time we hit the El Al terminal in New York City till the time we returned to Tulsa 10 days later, I didn't stop crying. I started reading everything that I could. I must have 600 books by now in my library of the Holocaust. And I felt that if I didn't get involved, how could I expect other people to be involved? And the rest is history. But as I look at the world that we live in today and we look at what's going on right now, whether the mosque should be built or it shouldn't be built, there's still anti-Semitism. It just takes different faces and different voices today. But it makes me very sad that people haven't learned lessons from history. But that's how I basically got involved. And it's really interesting. I spend time helping people learn to deal with loss and with illness because I'm a firm believer that you really can't understand something until you walked in someone's shoes. When you go through a drastic illness or a sudden loss, you have to have coping mechanisms. And one of the coping mechanisms I developed when Charlie first got sick was that if people could live through the Holocaust and go on and have productive lives like Elie Wiesel and Ruth Gerber and other people, that I could learn to deal with Charlie's illness. It was a huge help for me, and I share that today with people.
That is an amazing thought, isn't it? That the Holocaust actually gave you strength.
Right.
And these people who survived. Wow. Well, let's talk about Charlie. How did you meet your future husband?
I met Charlie on a blind date. I was dating a friend of his who I liked as a friend, but not romantically. So he said to me, if you don't like me, maybe you'll like my friend. And so Charlie called me, and I thought that it was somebody else. So instead of saying hello, I said hi. And he said to me, do you always say hi to strangers? And I kind of like almost knew then and there that I was going to fall in love with this guy. That's how we met. We dated for about 9 months. At the time, I lived in Oklahoma City and Charlie lived in Tulsa. So what we would do during the week is read a book, some classic of some sort, and then we would discuss it on the weekends. That would kind of keep us together. And 9 months later, we got engaged.
What was it about him?
I'm not totally sure. Part of it was his sense of humor. And then my nickname when I was two was Fireball. And I've kind of calmed down since then, or I've worked on calming down. But both of us had a huge sense of adventure, a love of history, a love of learning. And on our first date, I knew that I was going to marry this man.
And he probably knew it too, right?
I don't know about that. It took him a long time.
He grew up in Tulsa. Let's talk about his parents, his mother.
His mother's name was Sarah Goldstein. Her parents came from Riga, Latvia, and she came over as a child. She never had a lot of education, and she was not a very secure person. I don't think she ever really totally adjusted to life here. But his father was named Sam. In fact, that's how Charlie developed the name Samson when he and his brother broke off from business together. He started his own oil and gas company, and when we were working on a name, we came up with Samson because Charlie was Sam's son, and Samson in the Bible, there's his strength and integrity. So anyway, Sam came over from Minsk, Belarus, and was in the used oil-filled pipe equipment. He had a tin shack on the old Sepulpa Highway that Charlie was still involved in when I met him. His father passed away when he was 19, so I never really met his father.
You think, obviously, Charlie drew a lot from his father?
Right. Charlie learned a lot and had an amazing relationship with his dad. Then also, he was in college and had to grow up very rapidly when his father passed away and assume a lot of responsibility.